Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, beautiful beings. How you be today? Today is the first day in August. Happy August Day. And how does it get any better, huh? Wow. I must say that July was very, very memorable to me. A lot of things happened. My life has changed. Things are going to be different for me from now on. My dad passed away 3 weeks ago. You know, it's going to be 3 weeks tomorrow. And he just never expected. He was healthy, very healthy. He just lay down one day, one Tuesday, and he didn't get up. Stopped breathing. And it was the way he wanted. I am very grateful, very glad he opted to go that way. He wasn't sick, he didn't suffer. He just lay down and didn't wake up again. Not like he lay down in the evening and woke up like that. No, he lay down to just the rest, waiting for the shower. And waiting for my mom to come out of the shower. And that was it. Listening to Kyan. And listening to Bashar and to other beings. They always said that if you choose to go, just keep closing your eyes and never and stop waiting. That's what he did. He didn't want to come back to his body. His body has been without air, without oxygen for longer than 15 minutes. So even if he had wanted to come back, he would have had brain damage. But talking to him, he didn't want to come back. I could have fixed the brain damage, not a problem. We still regenerated the brain, not a problem. But he didn't want to come back. And I was lucky that I had this friend around me to support me, to reassure me that what I was getting from him was what he was saying. And I, you know, validation of his thoughts, his choice. So July would be memorable. That's why just want to get away from it all now. Not because I'm trying to hide. No, that's something. Just want to go somewhere and be nurtured. You had a good July. And of course, I wish you the best. All the best ever. No, I did not mention this information in anything yet. And I'm not sure I will. But thank you. Thank you for those who were around me, who are around me. I support you from the 3D point of view, as well as from the other side of the veil point of view. It was amazing. It really was. Like my mom, of course, she misses him. They were married for 54 years. Mentioned that she will miss her partner. They have done everything together. And she says, the reality of it is one cries, not because of the one who's gone, but because what's going to happen to the one that's left behind. And that is true. And it's okay to cry when you love someone. It really is. It's a time to rejoice. It's a time to celebrate them having been here and them having made the choice of going whichever way they choose to go. Heal us by any means, but to us is a God. He'll be missed. My puppies definitely will miss him. He's spoiled and rotten. And his buddy will miss him. There's always a void, you know? Not like he can be replaced with anything. But I am so grateful things happened the way they did. Because if you think of the alternative, you just, it boggles the mind. And so now, my friends, it's time to just take a trip. So if you're ready, please do not drive or operate heavy machinery through this. We're gonna, I don't know where we're going to go. We're just going to go with the energy for today. Well, take a deep breath. And exhale. Imagine going all the way with Mother Earth. Mother Earth. And when you get there, we have a room just for you. The room is just yours. Seating area. We have shade that you can sit on, lay on. Whatever you want to do. It's your space. It's your space. And you just feel that nurturing energy around you, inside of you, like a blanket enfolding you in the mother's arms. Whichever way, to develop how you. Just drop the fingers and allow yourself to cradle your fingers. Allow yourself to be nurtured. Drop your feelings. Okay. It's okay to be vulnerable. Breathing. All of you. Nurturing energy. Emotions that is in your tissues, your body, let go. You don't need to suffer. You don't need to carry the area. Now, that's all you have to do. allow democracy to become your first. You don't have to take it. You don't have to carry it. You can have pity. Do what else you want. So, you can just say, take me to the cave if you want to. Or you can hold on to my hand and fly with me to the cosmos to get to the cave constellation city. I must be in a beard where there's nothing left in my death, faith. We have stars, we have constellations, and going back. Let's see what you find. One of the stars that I choose has the healing pool. The healing liquid inside the pool is not quite water, you're welcome to join. And if you meet anybody along the way, talk to me. Tell them it's for you. Can one work for this liquid? Can anyone be have that intensity? This could be emotional, physical. Men. Can you know sometimes you even have to talk about? You can communicate so fast. You are in floating on. And if it does a little bit, then there's water. And it's not about you. Even me. Become one with you. You are one. You have no clue where your body starts or where it ends. Allow yourself to relax. Allow yourself to breathe. Remember, you're one with this. I'm one with this because good job. Now, when you're ready, when I come out of tape school and try yourself off. We're going to be getting back for a summer. Now you know all you have to do is have an intent. So ready? We're going to head back to work. Get back into our body. 3, 2, 1. Ground the energy. Ground. And pull energy from the earth. At 50, up your body and out your crown. Brown, brown, running. And full energy from the earth. Out your leg, out your torso, and out your body. Your hands together. Rub your face and open your eyes. Take a deep breath. Welcome back to your body. Welcome back to Earth. And how does it get any better than this? How did you like the trip? Those are the two areas I go through the most. I'm a Caridium from my I'm a Caridian seed. So I spend time in Caridi. And there's a lot of healing qualities to those waters, if nothing else, just soothing effects. And also being in community, being with the energy of Mother Earth, that's very healing. So nurturing. Sometimes you just don't want to come out of there. If you need some nurturing, you can actually go to the middle of the earth, to the crystal chakra, which is where we were. You can go and right before you go to sleep, and that way you are cradled all night long. That's also nice. And it's really nurturing. And when you wake up, you're fresh and you feel like somebody took care of you all night long. So both places are good places to be nurtured. And you can just meditate. When you meditate, go down there and do your meditation from there. Or you do your meditation from the Caridian planet, which I only work for you. I had a question that was posed for me this past week about the talking to the elements and how to make the changes in the atmosphere, in the weather. What it has worked for me the most, the best, I would say, is if you live in the area that you want to change. Like, for example, I live in Maryland, in Davisburg. So it's easy for me to ask the elements to change the weather for where I am. I find that having an anchor, somebody who lives in that area, to ask the elements works best because the elements will grant you whatever you wish while you're there. Doesn't mean that it doesn't work if I wish for California to rain. That doesn't mean it's not going to work if I ask for it. It's just a little bit harder, that's all. But if you have somebody who's California and they require the rain, because they're asking and you're asking, so it kind of goes up. And you're able to actualize the request and the elements listen. So it's something about anchoring. I am able to do that no problem in my area. But it takes more effort to do it somewhere else. So I'm not saying it's impossible. Okay, all I'm saying is it takes a little bit more effort, that's all. It's practice. You can do whatever you choose. Don't allow judgment to interfere with your intent. Okay? If you wish it, if you intend it, then expect it to happen. It does happen. ask and you shall receive. Thank you, my friend. It's been my pleasure and my honor to be here with you this day of August 1st. Thank you very much. I wish you the best August. Have a good week. Bye-bye.